This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are watching the death of due process. You are watching the Venezuelan-style takeover of America. Alex Jones here, back live. So here is the so-called judge threatening Alex Jones with contempt as she threatens my lawyer that they can't raise any issues or basically have free speech or say that we're innocent or tell the jury, hey, a judge shouldn't find me guilty. Why are you being told to find how guilty I am? You're not guilty until proven how guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. So let's go ahead and play this. This lady would make North Korea or Venezuela blush. Here it is.
Your Honor, we have a request for a curative instruction. I expect when Alex Jones comes up here, he's going to violate the court's orders. I expect that. I do not expect Attorney Pattis in his opening to try and unwind the default by repeatedly stating and suggesting that Alex Jones was just questioning, are we going to silence the crazy person in the town square for just, he was doing it by referring to the other events that Alex Jones has questioned. The jury is going to be instructed that Alex Jones intended these statements, knowing that they were false. And so we need a curative instruction at the outset, because what Attorney Pattis has done has injected not only politics, but he's injected this idea that Alex Jones was merely questioning when the jury is going to be instructing the courts to determine that he intentionally inflicted emotional distress, that he intentionally lied, that he acted with malice.
I had intended to go as far as I did until I heard the opening statement that my adversary gave. And this is not an issue. I could have objected at the first sentence. This has nothing to do with stopping Alex Jones. This is a compensatory damage claim. And they went 15 minutes. Stopping Alex Jones is not an element of their damages. They went 15 minutes before they even turned to anything related to Mr. Jones. 35 minutes before they mentioned the family. And then they gave a passing reference to damages. Alex Jones must be stopped, they said. It is our contention that Mr. Jones, that the plaintiffs in this case exaggerate the harm that he caused to him, or that he caused them, and they exaggerated for political reasons. And so if they had not come in and said, stop Alex Jones, that objection and request for a curative instruction might have some teeth. But they're not on their own words right now.
I don't intend to give a curative instruction at this point, but as things develop, and especially if there are issues, further issues, then renew your request, and I would be inclined to do so right in the midst of the witness. And I am going to deal with Mr. Jones when he testifies.
That's understood.
I do expect, as I discussed Attorney Pattis, and I thought you were on board with it, I expected to canvass him on the issues that that were off limits.
The law of the case is not complicated, but I do think the court is, we will not object to a case.
And I did tell you that if there are issues, I will address contempt on the spot.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you now.
I believe you said the last time that you can't remember your exact words, but something along the lines, I thought, that you weren't going to be able to control what he said. So I'm just laying it out there now, putting everybody on notice. So I know you'll do your job, Attorney Pattis, and explain to him what is off limits. All right, so we will...
Oh, that's good.
Now just take a 5 minute.
So since when can a witness not say what they want? You see murder trials where the murderer gets up and talks crap. But, oh, he can't talk. He can't say I defaulted him. He can't say we gave you all the documents. He can't say he never said their names. I'm going to get him. I'm going to put him in jail if he doesn't do what I want. Just shaking with all the news cameras. We're going to get him. You ain't getting jack crap. We're an accelerating broadcast. We're launching new shows. Our backing. Just get ready, folks. I am Luke Skywalker coming into the Death Star. You guys aren't going to stop anything. And so just get ready, New World Order. I need your prayers. I need your support. I need your backing. But you see these monsters and who they are. They can say whatever they want, and my lawyer can't even respond. They got him and said, we want to shut him down. He goes, it's wrong. They want to shut him. You can't say that. And then their own lawyer got up and said, we didn't want to shut him down. I mean, these people are a joke.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world. Another time.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Another world. Another time.
Another time. As life was created,
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The power of our source is the truth. The power of our source is Christ. So, we can't continue this battle at point blank range without you. We are completely maxed out. I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. It's up to you whether you want to support us. But we have brought forward more copies. We got almost all of the ones I'm finishing today, shipped out tomorrow. Most of you already got your book, The Great Reset, number one in the United States, number six or seven in the world. It's the Death Star Plans. Get a signed copy of The Great Reset, a fundraiser book, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the new Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin at 1776coin.com. We need the funds. Thank you all for commissioning us in this fight. You'll go, well, it costs a lot more than a regular round of silver. It's a fundraiser. Like when NPR, who already gets billions in taxpayer money, or PBS, we don't get that. They will sell, again, a ball cap for $100, a t-shirt for $100, a DVD for $100, a coffee cup for $50 that costs them $5, $6, $7. Well, this costs us $30-something dollars, and it's a made in America, but it keeps us on air. Founding members who bought the first three coins, you get $29 off on the coin. We sent that to your email. But we need the funds. You've commissioned us for the fight. Don't give up on us. We're at the critical part of the fight. We're having the greatest fruit ever. I mean, I cannot tell you. I'm not bragging either. But all the big top thinkers and world leaders, and you name it, talk to them all the time. Not just Tucker Carlson, not just Joe Rogan, not just all of it. The big, they're listening. We're having the biggest effect ever. But we can't stay in the fight without your support. We're not backed by George Soros. We're backed by yours. Get the Man in the Arena coin at 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com and get the signed book for a limited time. It's back, but not long. Infowarsstore.com. All right. Pete Santilli, you've been a political prisoner, you've been a journalist for decades, you've been a Marine with classification, working on secret projects. I know you got a lot to cover today with the big purge and the hundreds of FBI raids and all the rest of it, but just I'm gonna turn loose and I'm gonna be listening to you. I respect you. I want your view. What do you make of the weaponization of these, saying shut him down, shut him up? My lawyer says, okay, it's wrong to shut Alex Jones up. They go, stop, kick the jury out. You can't say we're trying to shut you down. And the former federal prosecutor, Chris Manning, said, this is ridiculous. Nobody's trying to shut him down. They did that in my Texas trial a month ago. They said, nobody's deplatforming him. Nobody's silencing him. In the closing statement, we're silencing him. Our mission is to shut him down. What the hell are they doing here?
You know, yesterday when the when the attorney got up for the plaintiff, spoke to the jury and complained that we must award a verdict against him. In so many words, he was just saying, we must punish Alex Jones. And he's mentioned something to the effect of that your broadcasts were for profit. You know, your extremist broadcast, not his words, mine.
And the lie that I made money off Sandy Hill was a minor thing we covered. They attacked themselves to me.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, well, that attorney himself and all of these bandwagoning ambulance chasing, I call them chimpanzees, the higher the award, of course. And thank God I'm not your attorney, because I would have gotten up and said what that attorney just said is, you know, raise the penalty so that I can make a heck of a lot more money. That's all these people are doing. The higher the award, of course, the higher the percentage that these attorneys get. And that's what they're doing in the previous trial. But ultimately, Alex, I'm sure that you'll be successful on appeals. I've never, ever, even through what I went through in the federal court system, I've never seen just a blatant disregard for civil rights, for our God-given rights.
Due process, let me ask that question. No one's ever seen this. Why are they so brazen? Why are they so arrogant?
You know, well, first and foremost, like in federal court, they did some things to some of our defendants, like Wiseman, for instance, when he was prosecuting in the Enron cases. He knew that he could just violate the law, and they get their pound of flesh because you take it up on appeal. If you can send somebody to jail, they sit there for 5 to 8 years on appeal. They know that no matter what they do, you'll take it up on appeal. The objective is to extract millions of dollars from you. This lawfare operation against you is to break you in the millions of dollars. It's still going to cost you a lot of money.
And by the way, they admit that. That's why listeners understand. We're going to win this, but they've got to back us.
Oh, absolutely. That's the most important thing. That's how we, the people, push back against these lawfare operators, these leftists. It's, when they say lawfare, it's warfare, but they're using they're weaponizing the judiciary.
Let me tell you, that Chris Matty guy deposed me 3 different days and then defaulted us saying we didn't show up for depositions. And the judge doesn't care. When he would talk about us fundraising, he would shake with hate. They hate the American people. Why do they hate America? Who are these people? They hate America. What's wrong with them?
You know, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about, and I think through our research on Mike Lindell's team, this thing that he's got going on, of course, as well as some of the stuff that President Trump has been doing. You know, it started, believe it or not, in the mid-90s. If you ever wondered how they were able to capture the Supreme Court, how to, you know, get the vote of a Supreme Court justice in Roberts, how they're able to convert the entire federal judiciary. You know, they've got their political operatives, of course, when they select, like Obama selects his judges. But you know what? They've got the same Epstein-styled blackmail on all of these judges. That's how they've installed these communists all the way down to the, you know, the local, the county level, the school boards.
I agree. What percentage are pedophiles? Because they keep getting busted.
What was that? I'm sorry, I missed it.
What percentage of these people are pedophiles, do you think?
You know, can you imagine? I think that they actually recruit people to install like that so that they can.
Well,
have
no, it
leverage.
Came out last year. The CIA recruited pedophiles in Afghanistan to run local towns because they could control them. That's I think CIA recruited pedophiles to run Afghan villages. Look it up.
Their surveillance capabilities are unmatched. And guess where I learned these techniques was through the NXIVM trials, how they actually build their cult. And you actually, in order to become a member of the cult, you have to give them a bag of collateral. If you should ever share the secrets of their sex trafficking operations, well, guess what? They release the videos or the pictures of you with a 12-year-old girl or boy. So they're specifically targeting these people. And then those that are in office or on the bench, Imran Amman, you know, we have to ask the Federal Bureau of Laptops what they did with all that information, like Imran Awan's laptops, where he was spying on Democrats and Republicans.
No, I agree. You're about to take over, but let me ask you this. If you were me, should I even go to this kangaroo trial? I'm set to fly there next week. But she's like, I'm going to hold you in contempt once you get here.
Yeah, well,
I haven't put myself in that monster, that Kim Jong-un's jurisdiction.
Nothing against Norm Pattis. I think he's a great constitutional attorney. I'd like to see you go pro se and stand at the podium and defend yourself because you did a masterful job as a witness, of course, able to speak in your own defense on the witness stand. Why don't you just go pro se? I mean, if they're setting you up to lose, why not get because it's all a show trial, of course. They've got that camera rolling. You know, I thought it was disgusting how she found you contemptuous that you should not show up. Well, why do you have an attorney? Your attorney's representing. You have to sit there.
I missed that. So they agreed to only have me there next week. Oh, they made an issue. I wasn't there?
Oh, they said that they were going to deal with you because you should dare not be there. She was very, very upset by the fact that you weren't even present.
Well, I was busy on air trying to keep it. Wow, I didn't know that. So they made an issue of when it's the court agreed to be. Wow.
Yeah, she had a big issue with that. But, you know, how dare she, of course, take away your livelihood through that system of lawfare to extract all this wealth, have you spend millions of dollars, and then say that you can't earn an income, too, to help pay for your defense. Absolutely.
Pete, I didn't know this. I'm going to call Norm. He's in court right now. They got mad. They made an issue. I wasn't there when the court said when they want to be there.
In the very beginning, she made an issue of it. Yeah, I listened pretty closely to that.
I was
disgusted by it.
All right, Pete Santilli, you got a lot to cover. Take over, my friend. You got a lot to say. You got a lot to cover with the purge. And Democrats everywhere saying, Congress members, Hillary, we need to kill the MAGA people. We need war. We need civil war. I mean, this is cuckoo land. The last thing we want is violence, folks. They're definitely hyping it. The Great Reset and the War for the World. Get your signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for keeping us on air. We'll be right back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Santilli, gladly and proudly filling in however I can, especially in light of the important work that the folks of InfoWars are doing and having to navigate their way around this lawfare operation with the multiple lawsuits that are bogging down America, for that matter, in their attacks of InfoWars and Alex Jones. I'm so proud to step up today in this fourth hour at such an important time in our nation's history, of course, to bring to you, you know, some good news. We've been feeling a lot of anxiety. A lot of people have been feeling a sense of mourning almost for our country. We've been, of course, on the defensive for many, many years, ever since President Trump was seated after he was elected in 2016. He was attacked. And slowly but surely, we started to figure out the attacks upon him were an attack upon each and every one of us, and that attack has not stopped. But we, the people, have been feeling a sense of having to be on the defensive, having to respond to the narrative scripting by the left-wing crazed, oh my goodness, these people up and down the chain of command from the political realm to the, of course, every single institution that the deep state has been installed within our system. This narrative scripting by the mainstream media, by Silicon Valley, these people seizing the reins of power of every single institution, every single law enforcement operation, every single intelligence service to put America into a state of coup d'etat. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Some things have happened here within the past couple of months that should give us a sense of empowerment and guess what? An uplifting of us going on the offensive. I have a couple of examples here that I have been covering in my show on the Pete Santilli Show. We broadcast probably on Lindell TV in the morning and, of course, in the evening. We're now escalating our streaming because of the importance of the information we're covering to 6 hours per day. And then, of course, filling in wherever we can on InfoWars.com. You can find us, by the way, you'll see our most important interviews and most important posts on band.video. You can find me at Pete Santilli on band.video. Now, the past couple of days, 24, 48 hours, have been pretty intense. As you know, the Mar-a-Lago rage, of course, they're putting the pressure, and of course, the mainstream media painting a narrative that President Trump has some sort of a stack of top secret documents with nuclear information. That is so completely false, I believe, just because, not that I have inside information, I'm a dot connector like we all are. There's a lot of dots out there and plenty of circumstantial evidence that will support the theory, because yes, I can only be a conspiracy theorist on the outside of what's going on with President Trump, with the coup d'etat upon America. But I will say this unequivocally. And we are going to go on the offensive here, especially as of this broadcast right now. It's the first time you've heard my voice, first time you've heard my theories before the end of this hour, this segment. I think that you will be convinced that there's plenty of evidence to show that people like President Donald J. Trump has evidence of this coup d'etat. He has evidence of the FBI's involvement in the Russia collusion thing. But it's much bigger than that, and I'll explain that to you in a couple of different ways. That people like Mike Lindell, who has been leading the charge, he's much more than the pillow guy. And imagine this, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wondered what is happening in this new economy, people like Mike Lindell building a $300 million-plus company, he takes a portion of those proceeds, and what does he do? He invests it in helping to save America. Same thing is happening right now. This broadcast This network, InfoWars, through your support at InfoWarsStore.com, through us, of course, taking most recently Alex Jones's book and making it the number one selling book of the New York Times bestsellers. The second bestseller, of course, ends up at the number one. That's part of the suppression, of course. But through that support, the work that Alex Jones has done over the years to monetize his work, of course, rolling it in to reaching more people to help save America, to deliver the truth about the world we live in. Mike Lindell doing that. Now, what has Mike Lindell been doing? I'm on Lindell TV, and whenever there's information that's important that needs to be broadcast, and I go to the, you know, the cyber symposium, I went to the Moment of Truth. So I followed the work of a great team of people that he surrounded himself with, forensic investigators, election integrity experts, legislators that are understanding, especially in the battleground states, exactly what happened in the November 2020 election. Well, Colorado is one of those significant events. If you don't know the name Tina Peters, if you don't know the name Jeff O'Donnell, one of our nation's greatest patriots, provided in Colorado a forensic report that Mike Lindell had basically helped finance, built a team of people. Tina Peters, an election official, discovered that one of the electronic voting machines, who shall remain nameless because I don't want to mention it on this network. That's all we need is another lawsuit coming at InfoWars.com. But I will say this, for the purposes of staying away from that and not bringing any heat, they can sue me personally. Come get me, because I've got enough evidence and information to back up what I'm about to say here, and it's going to be coming out. Tina Peters actually made a copy, a forensic image of disks that she was asked to send to the electronic voting machine company. They said, send your desk in. We're going to do a trusted build, or we're going to do some magic, and we'll send the stuff back to you. Well, she, by law, said, I need to make sure that I maintain a copy. She made a forensic image of that. She sent them the disk, and what she got back, surprisingly, was a deletion of the election. Of course, she retained a copy of it, but some of the changes that were made on that disk compared to the copy that she had kept. Jeff O'Donnell, a cybersecurity expert, did an analysis of those disks and discovered that there was evidence that the 2020 election, through these electronic voting machines, he provided a comprehensive report that was submitted, in fact, to the public, the government. It would stand scrutiny in a court of law. It was the first forensic report. Mike Lindell was behind that in Colorado to provide that very first forensic report that gave us the evidence that the 2020 election unequivocally was stolen. He had evidence of that and could have presented it in court. What did Colorado do? The Secretary of State criminalized that entire sequence of events. Yesterday, Mike Lindell, as part of that effort to criminalize this entire process of, quote unquote, not only questioning the elections, but providing forensic evidence that the election was stolen, particularly in Colorado. Mike Lindell had FBI agents that were investigating felonies that he received a warrant. And after his hunting trip, the FBI pulled him over at the drive-thru getting a burger. They seized his phone. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe because Mike Lindell and President Trump both have evidence to support that it was the FBI that has been part of this criminal conspiracy, along with their deep state operatives, that they are in fact perpetrating obstruction of justice. We'll make that case on the other side of the break. Don't go away. It's going to be a power-packed hour.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on, of course, Infowars.com and .video. You can also find our best interviews that we're posting up at band.video on the Pete Santilli Show channel. You can find us at Pete Santilli. All right, we've got a lot of information to cover here in the remaining balance. Now, I've alleged here something pretty serious, and I know that they're listening. I'm the second most listened to, I would say, the second most listened to talk show host to Alex Jones by paid federal operatives that are listening intently as to what their opposition is going to do. I'm going to say this, you know, of all of the things from Joe Biden and all of these leftists, you feel a sense of anxiety because they're coming after us. And I'm going to tell you something right now. They're in high gear right now for one reason only, and you better feel a sense of optimism that we're turning the corner, we're on the offensive. They are absolutely panicked right now. When I say that the FBI is perpetrating obstruction of justice. You know, with Alex Jones, the information that he's been putting out for many, many years, asking the appropriate questions that we the people deserve to have the answers to, even on topics like Sandy Hook. I had a lot of questions. Shoot, I had Wolfgang Halbig on my show, and I did that show, and I said, you know, he's got a whole bunch of questions here. I want to know the answers to these questions. Nothing wrong with that. Over the years, Alex Jones has done that. Well, this effort to knock him out is to obstruct information flow. This effort to go after President Trump, I'm going to make a case here right now. I've got pretty good circumstantial evidence. I'm a good dot connector. You guys are going to have to go with me on this one. President Trump, I believe, as a dot connector, I don't have inside information. I don't want any inside information. I want, as a broadcaster, information that needs to go to the public. President Trump has evidence that, in fact, the FBI was involved with the Russia collusion hoax, and at a much, much bigger level, that this grand conspiracy that he basically outlined in a lawsuit, that RICO case against Hillary Clinton that was most recently dismissed. We'll talk about why that was dismissed and why that supports my theory. Then, in fact, he has in his possession documentation to help support his theory in his defense with that lawsuit that was just recently dismissed. But he has evidence that they, in fact, are the criminals. What is the FBI doing? They, at the behest of their DOJ masters, people like Merrick Garland, who was documented to have been single-handedly in charge of covering up the in U.S. government's involvement, the Oklahoma City bombing, that Merrick Garland sent his goons, the FBI, to go seize documentation. Why they do that, we're going to talk about that momentarily. Now, also, let's talk about Mike Lindell. What does Mike Lindell have as it relates to Colorado? Most people don't even know about Tina Peters. She's a gold star mom. She never received so much as a parking ticket. She was actually SWAT team. She's under house arrest. She's not allowed to leave the state. She's being treated as a criminal. Why? Because she has evidence, forensic evidence, that the 2020 election was stolen in Colorado. With a forensic report provided by a cybersecurity expert named Jeff O'Donnell, Mike Lindell helped facilitate that. And what did they do? They got his cell phone yesterday. The FBI saying, you know, of course, the frontline FBI agents out there, so we keep hearing this over and over again, that they're the good guys, you know, the door kickers. They're just doing their job. Well, they're kept compartmentalized, and I'm going to ask them right now, they're listening, stop doing your job, because you're obstructing justice. Mike, people like Mike Lindell have in his possession information related to this long-term conspiracy. And I'm just going to pick a couple of things. Colorado's one. He's helped finance the forensic examination of Tina Peters' discs in Mesa County, Colorado, presented it to the public, and the local officials there with the Secretary of State have basically criminalized that effort. Should you dare ask questions about the election? Should you dare provide even forensic evidence as an answer to those questions? That is a criminal act, and the felony investigation is pursued by the FBI. They send their goons, the frontline nice guys that are just doing their job, to go do what? To seize the phone of Mike Lindell. Yesterday, Mike Lindell broadcast, and we cross-streamed it on our show live, was breaking news. He was disappointed that the FBI did not arrest him. He said, you're taking my phone. This is important to the operation of my business. Why don't you arrest me? Why don't you take me in so that I can expose the 32 gigabytes of information that I have that the 2020 election was stolen, that someone named Dennis Montgomery, and by the way, don't go Google that name. I've said this before. Don't Google his name. Dennis Montgomery, right now, we have all of the information. I have been involved with a team with Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne, a small group of people, Jeff O'Donnell, a couple of other people that know that Dennis Montgomery's information in the possession of Mike Lindell will prove a couple of things. Not only that the 2020 election was stolen, but there's been this massive, massive conspiracy dating all the way back to the mid-90s. By the Clinton administration, with the Telecommunications Act onward, to hijack the internet and privatize it. There is a company called Neustar. They set up Neustar
as the entity, and you got to go with me here, by the way. And I've been told, oh, you got to be careful. This is too complex. You can't share this with the quote unquote the goyim. You know, that's how they treat you. They say, you know, that you folks are just too, you're just a bunch of dumb grazers. You can't handle all of this epic truth that needs to get out to the American public. A company named Neustar became the private NSA. And that happened after 9/11 or so. 9/11 and just prior to 9/11, there was this escalation of an effort to take everything in our arsenal of the most sophisticated surveillance technology, to privatize everything, hijack the internet, and essentially that is the internet where the secret shadow government is operating right now. Now, everything that I'm saying is backed up 100%. And I'm also going to tell you this, although I don't have inside information, I can say unequivocally that President Trump knows the facts behind what I just said. He knows the name Neustar. He doesn't say it publicly for whatever reason, but he does say it publicly through his lawsuit filings. This lawsuit that was filed, we're going to dig into this thing. The lawsuit that was filed and dismissed, when the lawsuit was filed, they brought President Trump's attorney, Peter Tichtenberg, on the show, and I told him this was the most consequential lawsuit against the deep state with unbelievable information identifying all of the co-conspirators, all the evidence as a result of the OIG reports and, you know, the Durham investigation, all the stuff that we now know publicly over the years of the crimes that have been committed in an attempt to overthrow the candidacy and the presidency of Donald Trump. Well, President Trump in his lawsuit, when he filed it, 79 references to the company named Neustar and somebody named Rodney Jaffe. Who is Rodney Jaffe? Who is Neustar? I want to get a show of hands right now. How many of you have heard of those names for the first time right now? Rodney Jaffe and Neustar. President Trump knows that name. President Trump has made allegations in his lawsuit, and I believe it was a masterful strategy to let his attorneys know that a coup d'etat has taken place, that he needed to defend himself and our country from that coup d'etat, that he shared those documents that he declassified when he left the White House, that those documents, I believe, enough circumstantial evidence now, that if the DOJ read that lawsuit, they read everything written about Neustar, there were no attachments in that lawsuit, but the DOJ knew what he had. And I believe that that is the central reason why they busted the door down of President Donald J. Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and they still continue to threaten to go after the documentation that he has, that what? That this secret cabal is running a shadow government. Neustar is absolutely critical. He has the evidence in the documentation, and now it's protected by attorney-client privilege. We'll be back to discuss more right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict
stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, folks, now go with me. I'm posting this segment in the final home stretch segment, the final 10 minutes of this segment. I want you to go with me here. And I want you to feel a sense of us going on the offensive, a masterful move, and I have all of the evidence to prove it. Now, when I originally read the 108-page lawsuit, which was filed in March against the deep state, I read the entire thing. I said, this is the most consequential lawsuit filed by President Trump, outlining everything that's now out in the public. Of course, the declassified documents from the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, I read those transcripts where, you know, CrowdStrike said they found, you know, no evidence of Russian exfiltration of the DNC servers, so on and so forth. So he pieced all that together, and it came together in a 108-page lawsuit filed by President Trump. And I said, wow, I said, I need to get President Trump's attorney on. And I gave them praise, and I said, this is amazing. I will be following its progress. But one thing I didn't realize until just the other day, Sundance from the Conservative Treehouse brought this up and said, here's an interesting take. He said, and he's a legal expert, he read it, but all of the allegations in that lawsuit, bombshell information, especially as it relates to the 79 references to Newstark and Rodney Jaffe. Tell you who he is very clearly here in the next couple of minutes. But there were no attachments. There was no documentary evidence. There were basically allegations that required hundreds of citations to prove the allegations in the lawsuit. And Sundance says, this isn't a lawsuit. It's going to require a tremendous number of attachments. And then they started raiding the Mar-a-Lago President Trump and threatening to raid his other facilities. And that's when he realized, aha, masterful move by President Trump. Now, feel this. President Trump knows about Newstart. He knows about the grand conspiracy to hijack the internet. He knows about the evidence of him being spied upon through this new private internet, the private sector internet, Newstart being the new private sector NSA, this entire system where the secret shadow government has been operating, and it was used against him. And he alleged that in the lawsuit. But Sundance said that that lawsuit was a legal transfer mechanism created by the lawyers, because President Trump could have declassified the documents. He had them in his possession. He let his attorneys know and said, we need to defend our country and defend me in this effort that they're saying that I'm committing insurrection, so on and so forth. But in fact, I'm helping to prosecute against these criminal conspirators. So he had to share this secret information. Well, the DOJ was tipped off to that there's no way that any attorney could have typed those 79 references to Newstar and all those things in that RICO lawsuit. They could have never have typed that information unless they had access to very high-level secret documentation. Well, President Trump had to share that with his legal team. And guess what? Ready? Checkmate. Because right now, we have an FBI that's busting his door down to go get those documents, of course, that could potentially implicate them in their involvement in this coup d'etat with the Russia collusion thing. It's much bigger than this, folks. They want to make sure that the world never finds out about who Newstar is, who this new internet is, who are the co-conspirators that have set this up, dating all the way back to the mid-1990s. President Trump basically outmaneuvered them, shared it with his attorney. When they busted his door down, he immediately called for a special master who's going to say, okay, these are secret documents, but they're declassified. President Trump can do that. Should we return these? No, we can't. This is attorney-client work product. President Trump has to hang on to these. These go to the attorneys. The FBI can't even look at them. And the special master will set them aside. Checkmate, ladies and gentlemen. Not even John Durham can keep those a secret. As that buffoon, I could have had one of my moderators and myself comb through the evidence and prosecute all of these conspirators faster than John Durham has. What is his role in this thing? His role has been to keep everything secret. Although he's identified this Rodney Jaffe in the Sussman indictment and trial as tech executive number one. This Rodney Jaffe, with the highest level cybersecurity clearance possible, he actually facilitated the spying of President Trump's campaign and then the spying of the White House. And ladies and gentlemen, the manufacturing of evidence about Alpha Bank and President Trump's connection to the Russians, he manufactured it. How is he able to do that? He's at the head with patents with Newstar, who is now owned, by the way, partly by TransUnion, okay, coincidentally. But this Newstar company is the new NSA. It's the private internet. Another company called the Analysis Corporation, TAC, the CEO, guess who that was of that corporation? The Analysis Corporation was run by none other than John Brennan. Then another person named James Comey, who in the private sector became legal counsel for Lockheed Martin. This entire cabal of conspirators have literally laid the groundwork. Rodney Jaffe, I'm going to tell you this right now. When President Trump was removed from office with election fraud, he made one other move, not only to take over high-level access of the entire internet. Literally, Obama signed over all of our IP addresses and gave away our sovereignty and turned it over to the UN. Not only did he do that, they removed the regulatory body overseeing this. And guess what else? Right after President Trump was removed, Rodney Jaffe and Newstar, with his co-conspirator Perkins Coy, made an effort to buy the SSL certification, VeriSign, essentially. This is what he did. You could go to, let's say, the FISA court, and you think you're on a secure connection to the FISA court. There's an SSL or a security lock-in. VeriSign verifies both ends that's secure. every single secure connection between you and, let's say, Amazon, or you and the FISA court. Guess who is the middle guy in between all of that traffic to even the CIA at Amazon AWS? You know, the FBI, the FISA court, Internet commerce. Guess who the middle person is? It is, in fact, Neustar as that broker that now owns all the security connections. You might think that you're on the FISA court. Rodney Jaffe's sitting there with his headphones on, listening to everything that's being said. Shoot, they don't even need to hack. You're going straight through him. They've taken over top-level access of the Internet. They took over top-level access of the security connections. President Trump knows this, and now he has all those top-secret documents protected by attorney-client privilege. We're going on the offensive, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Lindell, right now, through his partner, Dennis Montgomery. I'm saying he's a partner. He now owns the most sophisticated software program that Dennis Montgomery designed. Mike Lindell owns it. God bless his soul. He's not just the pillow guy. He's a man that wants to help save our country, and he's assembled a team of researchers, of technical experts, to provide absolute unequivocal proofs. 100% proof. 100% proof. It's in the court system right now. He's trying to get the state secrets gag order lifted on Dennis Montgomery's information. Why? Because Dennis Montgomery discovered that there was a hack into the election. China was involved in that. He has proof of the hack and spying on the President Trump's campaign, on President Trump's White House. All this information is contained in 32 gigabytes that Mike Lindell has been entrusted with since January 9th of 2019. And he's trying to get those state secrets gag orders lifted, and it's in the court system. And I think by early October, a judge is going to decide, are we to keep this gag order to protect state secrets, or can I even allow state secrets to be applied where crimes have been committed? Mike Lindell has evidence of crimes against the United States of America, and that's why they're harassing him. That's why they're taking his phone. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, they are obstructing justice that the FBI going after under the justification they get their court orders. Of course they get court orders. They have all the judges with all of their Epstein-styled blackmail and collateral. They've been working on it for years. They have their own private Internet. They've been surveilling Americans. They were surveilling Justice Scalia. Dennis Montgomery has proof of it. They were surveilling the Supreme Court justices. They have all this collateral. They have control over all the judges. They're going to get any ruling that they want. Of course, that this private Internet that has been set up by the likes of the cabal, the front face of it, Hillary Clinton, the levitating bitch, and all of her fine friends like Barack Obama, Susan Rice, all of them using this very secret system, a private Internet that you didn't even know existed. But guess what? We're on the offensive. We have proof of it, and we're going to go after them, and we're going to free the world from this technocratic cradle to grave.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.